Pre-K and kindergarten teachers have a lot to do, teaching early literacy, numbers, interpersonal skills, and in some states, changing diapers. Now, while the majority of school-aged kids are toilet trained by the time they get to preschool at around four, many kids aren't, and many school districts can't legally refuse them and their diapers. That's being debated now in Buffalo, New York, where teachers say the number of non-toilet trained students in their classrooms is climbing, and it's stretching teachers and their aides thin and stigmatizing the kids. Phil Rumor is president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation. He joins us from Buffalo. Phil, welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're good. So you are raising this as a concern for the teachers union in Buffalo. What's the genesis of this?
Well, the genesis came from an increase in the number of students that are coming to school that haven't been toilet trained or potty trained. And there is no policy in place or procedure in place to work with the child to either potty train them, to clean them when they have an accident, et cetera. Because the teacher can't do it because it takes away from the class. The teacher aides here say that it's not their responsibility. So what we have then is a student that's actually then, and we have about 43 of them in Buffalo, mostly in kindergarten and pre-K, that are actually being embarrassed, stigmatized, teased by their peers.
Well, let's rush to say, you are not blaming the kids. You're concerned about the kids.
Yeah, I'm not blaming the parents either, because in some cases we have an autistic child or we have a child with emotional problems or physical problems.
Yeah. You say there's no policy, but there are laws in many states. So in Buffalo, can a school district refuse a child who's still wearing diapers?
We have been informed by the district that it is not allowed under state law to refuse a child who has not been toilet trained or potty trained.
But you are also concerned that, I mean, this is such a sensitive topic. If it's not handled correctly, I imagine a child can feel terrible.
Absolutely. I mean, we have to focus on the child and how we can help the child and the parents to help potty train the child. Because let's face it, whenever the child has an accident or in class, the rest of the kids will tease the child is stigmatized. The number one concern should be that child, and how do we get that child potty trained so that they are no longer stigmatized and they can function?
Well, and you said there's at least 43 in the school district. This was from your survey, because it sounds like the district thought there were fewer children, and in the past there had been.
Now, the district told the Board of Education that there were only about six or eight students in the district. When we heard that, we knew that that wasn't correct, and this is one of the reasons that we did the study, and this was only a one-week study. I'm sure there are more than 43.
Yeah.
Most of it is concentrated in kindergarten and pre-K. However, we have some students that are 5, 6, and 7 years old that are having a similar issue.
In addition to finding out how many kids there were in your survey, you also got comments from teachers. Here's one who teaches in a special education classroom. They write, "I have had two assistants quit for not wanting to change soiled pull-ups. I'm on my fourth assistant. She's choosing to not change students. I've been doing it as a teacher because if not, my room would just smell." Another teacher writes, "Sometimes the child is such a mess that he or she must go home to be showered." Another writes of a student, "Not only did she not want to use the toilet, she would go in her pants and not say a word." Another writes, "I set an alarm on my phone to toilet train a student to go try every hour last year. She finally was trained." And that's the point. Other teachers say in these comments that you collected, you know, toilet training, anyone who's done it, it's a 24/7 job. And teachers don't have the time to do that, although this one said she set her alarm to do it.
That's why it's absolutely critical to have somebody that's trained to help and to work with the parents. Because once again, you have to focus on what's the best for the child. And what's best for the child is that everybody has to be together. We have to find a way of working with the parents to do this, because, as you correctly point out, this isn't something like math that you can teach your number facts in school.
So what are you asking for? Do you think there should be special aides? I heard from teachers here saying their teaching aides didn't want to do this. Do you think there should be something like a special, it almost sounds like a health aide there just to potty train the kids? I mean, what do you think there needs to be?
Obviously, it can't be the teacher, because the teacher can't leave the classroom. So what there has to be is a special health care aide. Every school should identify one or two teacher aides who want to do it, who are then trained how to work with the parents and how to toilet train a child, and who also have the requisite immunizations to take care of it. There should be a policy that everybody knows. They really should be paid extra, too, because it's something that I think is beyond the job title of anybody to do it. And there should always be two people present. There aren't appropriate materials that are there. There are no pull-ups for the students. You also have to have the facilities and also the supplies that you need for the children. It's something that should have been done many years ago, and it has to be done now because it seems to be getting to be more of a problem.
Phil Rumor, president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation. Phil, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
You take care.